This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, continuing here on Willard and Dibs, and this is a big moment. We've been looking forward to this as spring training is here and ready to roll, and it's a whole new era of Giants baseball. So joining us on the River Islands guest line is none other than Buster Posey himself. Hey, Buster, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Doing great. How are y'all?
We're good. I just want to know, like, even the way you sort of stepped into this job, you admitted this is a little new. So how are the shoes fitting you so far?
You know, I've really enjoyed it. I mean, it's a chance to definitely do something different. I mean, it's still baseball though. You know, I think that's kind of where I've landed. Is the enjoyment for me is getting to talk baseball every single day, and you're looking at things from a different angle, and but really you're just surrounded with people that are passionate about the game. And gosh, I can just remember loving the game before I can even remember anything. So to get to continue to be a part of the game in this role is it's been great.
But you go from loving the game to now actually being the game and changing the game. So what's the last 4 months been like for you, being somebody who's actually holding the levers for what's going on with the Giants?
Well, I mean, I guess that's one way you can look at it. I mean, ultimately, I think the game goes because of two parties. It's the players and it's the fans. So, you know, I think, you know, what I've tried to relay, and I think it's important that for all of us in the front office, is that, yes, I mean, it's a big job to try to put the most talented amount of players out there on the field, and you're analyzing different scenarios all the time, but ultimately it boils down to what happens in between the lines. And you know, it's like I said, I think this game goes because of what the players do on the field and the entertainment value they bring by great play and their personalities, and then the fans showing up at the park. We all got a good taste of that, right? Back in COVID when we didn't have fans in the ballpark, and just how different it is. So to me, it's those two parties that really make it go, and then the rest of us are just getting to be along for the ride.
Buster, I think for a first big move, it certainly gathered the fan base by getting Willie Adames, and then also the way he talked about interacting with you. A great first step. But I do wonder how you sort of feel about whatever all the goals were for this offseason and then what actually happened, and sort of how you feel about how those two things blended together.
Well, I'd say our primary goal was to acquire a shortstop. And, you know, Willie checked so many boxes for us. As you mentioned, his excitement about coming to San Francisco and already embracing the Bay Area as a whole has been really encouraging, and it's real. And you know, early on in our conversations, it was apparent that if he felt like that we got to a place where he was valued fairly, you know, he would commit to being a San Francisco Giant. He did that, and it's we're all excited about him being in the fold. And, you know, one guy that keeps popping up on in my mind is Jung-Hoo Lee. And obviously he had a, you know, a partial season last year. But from my perspective, he really changed the dynamic and the feel of the team. And losing him was a big part of the season last year. So excited to have him back. You know, Verlander, obviously, his track record speaks for itself. And again, a guy that I think, you know, he said it publicly, we weren't really on his radar heading into the offseason. But getting a chance to talk to him, was just texting with him the other day, and he's fired up to get in spring training. And we really feel, you know, like he's got something left in the tank, and he feels the same way. And the added bonus to a guy like him is what our younger pitchers can learn just from watching them. You know, I don't think it doesn't even have to be a concerted effort on his part to grab a guy and say, this is what you need to do. But he's just the consummate professional. So we're really excited to have him on board. And then, you know, we've got a lot of young players that are going to get some runway, and that's an exciting time. It's going to create competition. And as we get kicked off here, in another week or so in Scottsdale, it's going to be fun to watch that take place.
Buster, you caught my attention at that Adames press conference when you sort of indicated all is well in the world when the Giants are playing good baseball, and you said this is a baseball town. Do you feel like the Giants have lost that a little bit over the last 5 or 6 years?
I don't think so. I mean, I still, you know, my interactions with the fan base, I wouldn't say so. No, I mean, look, I think the Giants fan base is a proud fan base, and they want a winner on the field. They want entertaining players, and that's what, you know, our job is to try to deliver that.
And you look at, like, what you guys did back in 10, 12, and 14, it felt like it was homegrown and players that, you know, fans could really latch onto. When you look at the farm and trying to develop what you guys built with, you know, Timmy and Mad Bum and yourself and Pablo and the rest, is that one of your big focuses to try to get the farm to where it can, you know, produce people who will be here for a long time?
Yeah, no question. I mean, as you mentioned, I'd say the Giants kind of hit the jackpot as far as the type of players that they were able to draft and develop. And it's a big focus of ours. And something I talked about to the minor leaguers last year, when I was down in spring training for a little bit, was just the opportunity that's in front of them. Because it is a fan base that wants to, I think pays attention to who's in the minor leagues, pays attention to who might be an impact player in the big leagues. And it's different. You know, it's different when you do come through the system and you kind of grow up in front of everybody. And we most definitely want to try to develop as many of those players and personalities as we can.
Buster Posey with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Let's talk about those minor leagues for a second. Buster, how do you help Bryce Eldridge navigate this at age 20 and all of this attention?
Well, I'm excited to spend some time around him. I haven't had a chance to spend any time around him, but from all reports, he's he wants to be the guy. And I think that's more than half the battle, that if he's has that mentality that he wants to be up at the plate in the big situation, he wants to make a play in a big situation. I mean, it looks like the guy can really hit. You know, I mean, it really does. I don't want to sell it too much and put any unnecessary pressure on him. But if he just continues on the path he's on, I think he's going to be in a great place. And you know, I think some of the stuff I'll talk to him about is just you know, the day to day, making sure that you're working to improve daily and being patient and understanding that if you continue to put in the work, you continue to work and get better, that your time will come. And we most certainly, when he does arrive in San Francisco, want it to be an arrival that he's going to be in a position to succeed and be here for the long haul.
Do you have hope? And again, without putting too much pressure on the situation, is there a path to the big leagues for him this year?
I think our preference would be for him to get another year under his belt and get reps in both offensively and defensively, but you never say never. You know, I mean, I don't think any of us would be disappointed if he forced our hand, if it came to that at some point in the year. But internally, you know, talking with Randy Wann, Kyle Haynes, and player development, we're all on the same page that we want to make sure he's as developed and prepared as he can be so that again, he can have a long and very successful career.
But do you think about your own journey? And I remember covering you in 2009 down in the Cal League, and I was doing games with Joe Rizzo, and you're hitting homers, and then about a year later, all of a sudden you got elevated so quickly. Do you think about your own journey and your own elevation in terms of, you know, sometimes plans change based on how a guy does?
There's no question. There's no question that it does, and every player's unique and different. You know, for me, I was also at that point a couple – 2, maybe 3 years older than Bryce is right now. So I do think it's important that we just somewhat pause and realize that he recently turned 20. And that's not to say that a 20-year-old can't be a hugely impactful big league player. We've seen it. But it is pretty rare. So as much as anything, again, our hope is, and by all accounts, he has the right makeup to just keep working, getting better each and every day. You know, the results will take care of themselves if he does that.
Buster, these freaking Dodgers. I wonder, obviously, all you can do is take care of yourselves, right? I get that. But how do you combat this, what they're doing? And I don't just mean that in a baseball sense. I sort of mean, like, the way the fan base is processing it. Because everybody sort of feels like this is just, it feels like it's too much to battle.
Well, you kind of answered the question for me. I mean, you truly do have to just worry about what you can do. And that's easier said than worry with what you can control. Easier said than done sometimes, of course, right? But for us as a team, that's going to be a big message of mine and, you know, the coaching staff as well. Is let's look inward, let's focus and control what we can control. And, you know, not to replay the past, but I felt like we did a really good job of that in 2021. Came into the season, I don't think anybody in their wildest dreams would have imagined that we would have, you know, won the division that year and won 107 games. And that's the beauty of sport, is things can look one way on paper, but you can have completely different outcomes. And you know, every team can. To answer your question about the way that teams operate, I mean, teams can operate any way they want to operate. So, again, I think that's just an internal reflection. Probably the answer you figured I was going to give you, so sorry I didn't give anything a little juicier there.
No, fine. But I would love your response to this, because we hear from tons of people when they see all these signings and all this deferred money, they go, this is bad for baseball. What's your response to that?
Well, my response is that, again, it's all about the players we try to get great talent. They're trying to get great talent, and whether it's bad for baseball or not, who's to say? I would assume if I don't know all of the inner workings of what's going on, the people that are saying that it's bad for baseball probably don't understand the inner workings. They could be right. They could be wrong. I don't know.
When you look at what they've done with their lineup and you think about your own ballpark, do you look at your success as a player, 10, 12, and 14, pitching and defense as kind of the blueprint? Do you look at that as a way to, you know, get the Giants back to success based on your ballpark and what else is going on in the division?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think pitching and defense plays no matter the ballpark, but specifically in ours, you know, we were carried to championships by great pitching, great defense, timely hitting. That's not to discount offense at all. We want to score as many runs as possible. But I do think that in tight games, big games, close games, playoff games, the teams that can execute on the mound and catching the ball are the ones that tend to come out on top. So, you know, it's going to be a big focus of ours. On the big league side, minor league side, is being as prepared and just complete baseball players all the way through.
Buster, you were such a great culture tone setter, as a player. And so I wonder how much of your thought process is now based on that as you help build this generation of Giants baseball. And Adamas seems like such a great culture guy. You guys signed up Chapman long-term. To what level is that going to your thinking when you're putting this all together?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's a big part of it. I mean, I think where I land on that is now in the position I'm in, there's only so much I can do. When you're a player, you're in the day-to-day, you're behind the scenes having conversations, you're able to read the room much better than you are if you're not in that clubhouse or on that field every single day. So ultimately, my belief is that some of those leaders that you mentioned, the Adamas, the Chapmans, the Verlanders, the Webbs, they have to be the ones that set the tone. And for me, I think it's conversations with them. What do you want your team to look like? What do you want to be known for? What do you want your identity to be? Like, when people think about the 2025 Giants, what are they going to remember? And hopefully having those conversations and then players, you know, taking that ownership, they spread it throughout the clubhouse and you know, it matters. It really does. It's one of the few things that we can't measure anymore, but it does matter.
You were a catcher, your manager was a catcher, and you have a good young catcher in Patrick Bailey. When the three of you catchers get together, and, you know, Bo Mel and yourself and Patrick Bailey, when you look at Patrick Bailey, do you see a catcher who can be of the same ilk as you and Bo Mel?
We just want Bailey to be Bailey. I mean, that's ultimately all he can do, and he's already shown great ability defensively, winning a Gold Glove already. he's going to pass me with one more. And hopefully his, I think it is. I know him decently well, but for him to understand just the value that he has in leading that staff and being a sounding board for the guys, constantly communicating. And you know, I mentioned reading rooms for culture, but as a catcher, you're constantly reading body language from pitchers and helping you make decisions on pitches you're calling and maybe conversations that you're having. So, you know, that's my hope for him, that he continues to progress in his development that way. And I don't see any reason why he's not going to.
Okay, Buster, as you guys head to spring training, is it kind of like, does the job change a little bit, or could there still be some roster construction going on?
Yeah, I think, look, my first year doing it, so we'll see. You're always going to keep an open mind, I think, right? I mean, you're always going to keep an open mind and in different ways that you can improve. But I do think that you reach a certain point where it's go time and you go and you start to foster that environment like we were talking about a few minutes ago with the culture and guys getting behind one another and being in the day-to-day grind, and hopefully all that work that goes into it leads to a lot of wins.
Do you at least feel comfortable saying that you won't be signing any more players who are 4 years older than you are?
Yeah, wow.
I don't know if there's any more out there. So, yeah, I feel pretty comfortable saying that.
Yeah, it feels like you signed him just so you could feel young again, Buster.
Well, it worked.
It did. I mean, you still firmly believe, though. I know that you guys talk about the leadership thing, but you still think he's got some good pitches in him.
100% do. Yeah, 100% do. He's been great with working with JP Martinez, pitching coach, and they've been going back and forth, and he feels like Verlander feels like he's in a great spot. So excited to see him here soon in Scottsdale.
Well, Bartolo Colon's out there in case you need to add more guys in their 40s, Buster.
Is he 40? I figured he'd be pushing 50 by now, but we'll take a look.
Yeah. He probably is.
Exactly.
He probably is. Buster, thank you so much, man. We're looking forward to the season, and we appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.